Just like the river, I've been running ever since.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I love it because when Wednesdays roll around, I know I'm going to get by with a little help from my friends. I've got Christina Reynolds of Emily's List here with me. We do a segment like this every Wednesday. We call it Sounds Like Change. And it's just so much fun. Thank you, Christina Reynolds, for being here yet again. She's the Senior VP of Communications and Content at Emily's List. I really enjoy our conversations. Thank you, Christina.
Me too. Happy to be back.
Well, we've got an event to talk about. It's one of many in a long line of odd, strange, cringe-inducing outreaches by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to women. If you're unaware, folks, Donald Trump had a sit-down convo, quasi-town hall thing that broadcast today on Fox News. It aired here in Wisconsin time and Central time around 11 a.m. I got to watch some of it, not all of it, but Christina watched the thing in all of its florid glory. And we're going to talk about it today because I really think, you know, at the heart of this matter, and I spent the last half hour talking about the deception that many Republicans, but certainly Donald Trump, engage in on a near daily basis when it comes to the impact of their policy proposals on the middle class and working families. But there is the second leg of deception that happens on an almost daily basis. And that's the deception that Donald Trump and Eric Hovde and Derek Van Orten and Tony Weed and all of these men, especially in the Republican Party, are trying to get over, especially on women voters, about their stances on abortion and other reproductive health care freedoms. And they know this, that they have to lie, because if they actually stood by their positions, the polls tell them they would get their butts kicked. And at the very base, what we know is if Republicans take control of the Senate and the House of Representatives and the White House in the form of President Trump, they will pass a national abortion ban. So you tuned in, you watched the, I'm going to put air quotes if you're watching us on YouTube, air quotes around town hall this morning. Tell us some of your initial reactions. What were some of your thoughts? What jumped out?
Yeah. So I unfortunately watch a lot of Trump events, and they are confusing and they are rambly and they are hot messes. They do not offer a lot of policy. And in a few occasions, and this was a crowd of Trump supporters. Let's be clear. These were not undecided voters. These were Trump supporters. But they did ask, you know, what is your specific plan to deal with this issue or that issue? And he, for example, responded to his specific plan to deal with hurricanes and the damage in Florida and North Carolina and Georgia with praising Elon Musk for his Starlinks. And then wasn't it great that Elon Musk came to his rally in Pennsylvania? So I'm not going to ramble the way he did about the different answers. I want to get down to one answer in particular, which is at the very end, there were two questions, one on abortion. And the woman asked very clearly, why should government, you know, basically, why should government get to decide? And one on IVF. And what is your plan on IVF? And Donald Trump said, and I quote, "I am the father of IVF." Now, that is not true. He had nothing to do with creating.
Wait, Christine, you're telling me that Donald Trump did not invent in vitro fertilization?
It's shocking. Maggie, I'm also here to tell you that he lied. And I know that will also shock you.
My goodness.
who knew? What he did throughout this answer, and, you know, it would be a hot mess if you transcribed it, but what he did was wrongly claim that he just wanted the states to get to decide and people should get to decide on their own. And if a state voted for something, then great and we'll be fine. And what I'm here to tell you is that answer, much like what J.D. Vance is trying to sell, much like, to your point, Eric Hovde is trying to sell, much like what all of these Republicans are trying to sell, and they've been given talking points and they've been told how to get around it, it is a lie. They are trying to rebrand their position. They're even trying to rebrand abortion bans. When they say we're going to have national minimum standards, what that means is we're going to tell states that have said that, you know, that abortion care is protected, that IVF is protected, that reproductive freedom in general is protected, that we're going to decide up to which point it is protected. That's a ban. When they call it a national minimum standard, do not be fooled. They are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you. Not even in the states where voters have gone and said, nope, we support this right and we want you to leave it alone. So that's what we saw. In addition to him saying he was the father of IVF, which is something, and I, you know, I suggest go back and watch it. But that's what they're trying to do. And it's cynical and it's terrible. We know the impact that these abortion bans have. But I want us all to know what they're doing so that we can make sure we're not fooled by it, that we can make sure that we're pushing back on it, because this is a position, you know, you said this very well earlier, Maggie, they know they would lose if voters actually understood their position.
Yeah, it's... One of the things, and I tell people this in various forms, if they're running for elected office, like, know what your three things are. And I don't mean your three positions. I don't mean what you want to do about this issue, this issue, this issue, this issue. Know your three things, the three things that make you want to serve others, these fundamental, the fire in your belly. And one of the things that has always been a fire in my belly, it's why I became a lawyer, is that I hated it when people lied. I still hate it. And the cynicism and the frankly, the implicit assumption that women are stupid. I mean, because that's what that is. When you keep, we'll call it national standards. No, you mean you have to comply with our national standard ban of abortion. Like, how dumb do they think women are? And Aaron, if you could pull up what I have marked as cut N, from the Economic Forum yesterday, Christina, to this exact point, Donald Trump addressed, he wasn't asked a question about abortion directly because it was the Economic Forum, but he sure took credit for appointing all of the justices that overturned Roe v. Wade, and he promised he would do it again. Let's take a listen. This is cut on Aaron from yesterday at the Chicago Economic Forum. Donald Trump, in his own words, here's who to thank for the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
And somebody said, would you come up with a list of 20 or 25 justices, in this case mostly judges, that you'd put in case it were necessary? Now, it's amazing because I got three in 4 years. Most people get none because, you know, you put them in, they're young. You tend to put them in young. Only stupid people put old. You know, you don't put old in, because they're there for 2 years or 3 years.
So I got three.
A lot of presidents get none. I got three. And I think they've been three great choices, too, by the way. But
just on the Federal Reserve,
by the way, I think they have been really great choices. But I got three judges, and you know what they want to do? They want to now put up to 25 justices into the Supreme Court, the radical left, and that can't happen. So I think I've done a great job on putting in justices and 300 judges, and that made a tremendous difference in the country.
That, ladies and gentlemen, that is Donald Trump saying that the three justices that shifted and created the majority by which Roe v. Wade was overturned, he did that. I got the three justices. Most presidents get zero. And in his own language, I put 300 judges in the other courts, and that has made a tremendous difference in this country. You can vote just on the idea of civil rights in this election, because if Donald Trump is given the opportunity, there will be a couple more vacancies, at least on the Supreme Court, in these next 4 years. You want to see your rights even more eroded? Go ahead and roll the dice with another Trump administration.
And let's not discount those other judges. I mean, you know, it was a judge in Texas who decided that Kate Cox couldn't have an abortion that she needed to protect her fertility. It was there are judges around the country that can that send these cases up to the Supreme Court. And so this all matters. But to your broader point, Maggie, be very clear. Donald Trump takes credit for overturning Roe. And this is the rare case where I will say Donald Trump is right. He deserves the credit, right? He got us here. And that is why IVF is in jeopardy. That is why birth control is in jeopardy. That is why you can have bans that have no exceptions. You can have bans that don't care about a woman's life. That's how we get here. Donald Trump did it. And so all of the things, and by the way, he has said what's happening in the states, it's a beautiful thing that it went back to the states. And when you look at what the states are doing, it's not a beautiful thing.
No, women are dying. I mean, exactly. Point blank. And we know that since the overturn of Roe v. Wade, there are more abortions, not less. I mean, if you actually, from a policy argument, want to say that abortion is a bad outcome, then this is not the way to go about making sure that there are fewer abortions. The very thing that you wish to see in the world, arguably, for those that are conservative and on the right, fewer abortions. No. This does not do that. Since Donald Trump was president, and in his 4 years, more abortions than during other Democratic presidencies. All of this, and again, you were talking about the rebranding before, and we've seen this not just with Donald Trump, but Eric Hovde, for example, he keeps trying to rebrand. Tell us a little bit about what's happening here in these Wisconsin races, the same basically line of garbage that's being fed to women as if we're stupid here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I know there's a debate, I believe, this Friday with Eric Hovde and, yes, and Tammy Baldwin. And you're going to hear him sell something probably very similar to what Trump did, right? It's fine, no national ban, don't worry about it. But we know his real record. He supported overturning Roe v. Wade. He doubled down on supporting the Dobbs decision later. He has said that he is totally opposed to abortion. And at one point he said that he opposes legalized abortion from conception. I want you to think about that. From the moment, from before people even know they are pregnant, no abortion. That is a total abortion ban that Eric Hovde has supported. Do not believe that, believe that he can read a poll. Believe that he knows that he's got a problem with women voters, especially, but a problem with voters writ large because of this position. But do not believe what he's going to try and sell you when it comes to that debate, because he will not stand up for our rights. And listen for those code words, right? Listen for national minimum standards. Listen to sometimes what they try and say is, a national ban couldn't pass. And I'm going to tell you, because I worked for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and I watched focus groups and people supported Roe then. They supported abortion rights. But we would say, well, Donald Trump says he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade. And they would say, it can't happen. Mm-hmm. Don't trust the it can't happen as an answer. What we need to know is, will you protect my rights or not? And Eric Hovde's record tells us the truth, which is that he will not.
I would have said if I was in a focus group that it never could happen, that an armed group of right-wing, sure, neo-fascist, anti-Semite, misogynistic racist could cease the counting of electoral votes and stop the peaceful transition of power in this country. But that's exactly what happened. You can't believe the rebrand. You got to believe what they've said all along. We're going to come back with Christina Reynolds, Senior Vice President of Communications and Content at Emily's List. We're going to talk about not just that they're lying about abortion, but whether or not abortion is driving voters to the ballot box this November. All coming up next here on The Maggie Dawn Show on this special episode of Sounds Like Change with Emily's List on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.